Hello, this is Ken Barron. I'm with the National Association of Black and White Men Together, asking you to subscribe, to like us, and to follow us on our platforms. And our main website is nabwmt.org. Today, I'm continuing the theme for 2025, action, not words, with regard to the administration and to Trump. So, Trump does indeed owe his election in part to some gains amongst working class Latino voters who roll the dice on a change in economic policy. But that change is likely to hit them worse than anyone else. There are all the cuts to the vital programs and services that the Republican plan will cut, including changes to Medicare, the Affordable Care Act, and popular climate measures. These cuts alone would deeply hurt Latinos who live in climate change frontline communities and have benefited from the cost-saving energy rebates in the Clean Energy Plan. Worse yet, 9 million Latinos are insured through the Affordable Care Act and 6.5 million Latinos use Medicare, roughly 10% of all enrollees. All of this is to pay when they change, make lower-income workers pay $800 more with the big tax changes, and that's $800 more than the average while cutting taxes, as you know, on the rich. That's just the beginning, because Trump's aggressive tariffs proposals will raise the price of goods all around the country, as will his plans for large-scale deportations of workers. Undocumented workers account for 22% of all U.S. agricultural jobs, 15% of all construction jobs, and 8% of oil manufacturing jobs. Mass deportations could result in labor shortages, deeply impacting supply and driving up the cost of specific goods and services in this section. This is especially true of grocery prices, where inflation rattled consumers and remained stubbornly high during the Biden presidency. Well, let's take a look at what one review of this is and how that performed. And this is a YouTube short I'd like you to take a look at, and it will be kind of interesting.
Over the weekend, I saw a few Latina women going viral. Latina women that voted for Trump pleading to the black community, hey, you know, one day you'll need us. Stop, you know, kicking us. What are you saying? Like, you voted for this man. Everybody told you what he was going to do. Black folks told you what he was going to do. He told you what he was going to do.
Yo,
and now
this?
You're crying about it?
How about this, Laura? We asked you to be with us during the election. So there was an opportunity just a few weeks ago for us to be unified in making sure what's happening right now didn't happen. But y'all thought black people was playing. Y'all thought black people just bring up race too much. Y'all came to this country thinking, oh, black people are lazy. No.
You played yourself.
We've been telling y'all they don't want you to be successful if you're not white. I have been on this radio so many times saying, yo, if anything, you might be conservative, fiscally conservative, whatever, but the only thing that protects people in rural America who are not white is the federal government. All that's on pause. Freeze.
Well, that's one example of what one person, two people, say about the situation with Latinos who regret voting for Trump. And as I said, these actions, and there's many, many more in the first 25 days of what's happening with our government, and it's not good. And particularly for people who are at the margins, Latinos and some blacks, and most of us are going to feel this impact of a very conservative right-wing administration. That's it for today. Please like, comment, and please take a look at our platforms on Facebook and nabwmt.org. Thank you so much.